Quiet Moments. That's on the album, of course, Chris, and it sounds such a simple song.
Simple. Yes, it is. It is simple.
In the sense that it's the descending chord sequence, it's just... It sounds as if you could just sit down and write it. It's obviously not that easy.
Well, I tell you when I wrote it, I was in Germany doing a TV show in Munich, and German television is a national television run by the government, and you will watch this, whether you like it or not. And they take a long, long time to put a program together, you know, 3 days, to do a half an hour program. It's amazing. And I was sitting one bored moment in front of the camera, and I started writing a song. Just took that long. As I started humming it away, tunelessly to myself, and there it was. You know, that was that.
Where do the ideas come from, generally, Chris? Do you know?
Yes, I have a book. It says, this is a book of ideas for your next album. Now, I can't be facetious all the way through this. The ideas come actually... I probably said this before, but the simile is correct. It's like... I think a songwriter's head is like a garden. And if he's a good songwriter, it's very good soil. And if he's a poor songwriter, it's rotten soil. And for me, the ideas come during a year, let's say a full year. I get lots and lots of seeds drop in the earth. And as it approaches literally the harvest, i.e. the recording session, some things grow and I see them and they are finished songs, and other things are half finished. And I look at them and I think, well, I think I could develop that one in time. And it's like watching a whole bunch of things grow. That's about as close as I can get. The ideas come from little things that I notice, things that upset me or excite me or interest me, or things in a relationship between two people which I feel are common to everybody. Like quiet moments, you know, just to be able to sit down, just take a breath with your lover for a little while in the evenings and say, well, the kind of day I had was this. The reason I do it, I think, is to try and convey some kind of contact, some kind of experience that I've had. And the best that I can hope for is that somebody says, Jesus, that's exactly what happened to me, which is great.
I would imagine, having written 30 songs, each one of them is obviously close to you because, in a sense, it's a part of you. How can you discard a certain number? And what happens to the ones which are just that fall by the wayside? Is that saddening, in a way?
Yeah, I guess it is, yeah. I don't know how to really describe it. Some of the songs, which are really personal, the magic comes through and that song will live, whatever happens. Maybe it just needs a change, a different bridge, or different words here and there, different lyrical content. But the ones which are not really as spontaneous as all that, just they need artificial gas, i.e. to sort of build them up a bit. You know, either it's good enough and strong enough to remain for 2 years, or whenever the next album comes up, a year and a half, or else it's just not good enough. I mean, I've got a pile of songs which is so awful, nobody wants to hear them. But the ones that have slipped through the net, I think, have something to say, for me anyway. But you see, the thing is, here am I sitting in front of everybody, you know, sort of looking at me, describing how I feel about it. Everybody in here is an artist in a way. Everybody listening is an artist in a way, in their own way. And I'm just lucky enough to be in a particular media where I can convey my ideas.